This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh, cometh, cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are, you know, it's a Monday. Let's kick this week off right, and let's go straight to the source. As the architect,
we have so many options, Bill. It is great to talk with you.
Okay, the source would be Rob Morse, of course. If you haven't figured that out, well, I can't help you. So, what do you want to talk about, sir?
I'm going to roll this all on the table. Let's see where we go. Gun control is not a new idea, but it may have reached peak irony. Billionaire Michael Bloomberg told us to give up our guns because the government will protect us and keep us safe. Now, Mayor Mike gave that speech surrounded by armed security guards. That should be right out of Saturday Night Live. Captain Christopher Martin, the base commander at Naval Air Station Pensacola, ordered his troops to be disarmed. A second lieutenant in the Saudi Air Force who was on base for training shot 12 people, killed 3 airmen on base. Clearly, the captain did not provide adequate base security for either his government employees or the civilians under his command. And as you said, Bill, once you fire a few admirals, the rest of them brighten up pretty quick.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Florida legislature, in a show of God, this makes lemmings look smart, proposed more gun control to disarm state residents. We got to talk about that at some point. But remember, earlier last week, a military security guard at Pearl Harbor who was supposed to be guarding a nuclear submarine that was being repaired, shot 3 shipyard employees. The guard was in the middle of a disciplinary hearing when he was put on guard duty and given a loaded weapon. Just to help folks remember, Hawaii has some of the most stringent gun laws in the nation. Both military posts are gun-free zones. Now, let's go back again. Back in August, a criminal on Guam was running from the police, and he crashes his car through the gate at Anderson Air Base. Here's the magic formula that the news won't tell you. Commanders, captains, and admirals face the choice to disarm their subordinates on base. When will they face the consequences of putting their career ahead of the lives of the men and women in their command during peacetime? Where do you want to go? We could go to gun stories. We've got so many options.
Well, I mean, I would like to just address the whole military arm thing. The military, this is nothing new.
Right. Sadly.
Yeah, and I mean, the Beirut bombing,
right.
Lebanon barracks for the Marine Corps,
right?
In 1983, the precursor to my joining the military, all of the guards, the reason that truck was able to get through was the guards didn't have ammo.
Right.
I've been on guard duty on a live weapons depot, a NATO weapons depot, and been issued 4 rounds of ammo.
Wouldn't that make the gun control proponents in New Jersey proud? What the heck?
Well, see, this is the thing. Commanding generals, the commanding general of Fort Hood, he was asked about his people being armed, and he said what everybody says, what all gun grabbers say, that he believed that his troops would just be shooting indiscriminately in all directions without knowing who they were shooting at. And they're the only ones. They're the only ones.
We got to go back and talk about that. We have a schizophrenic view of the military. For those of you who don't know, the military is better educated on average than the civilian population. Some kid who could barely get through high school will not make it into the military, won't get through the ASVAB. We know from experience that civilians who have their carry permits are more law-abiding than the police. They shoot fewer unintended victims than do the police.
Right.
Again, they have different jobs. We're typically trying to defend and retreat. The police have to advance and apprehend. Very different situations. They have a tougher job. But fortunately, we know about the military. You could easily in the military say, guys, you're going off base. Which one of you is carrying? Here, put your hand here, Sergeant. When you come back, we will test you for blood alcohol content. It better be zero. You are the designated defender and driver. There, done. Is that too hard for admirals to figure out?
No, but this is the thing. And even in combat zones, when you get into green zones, a green zone is typically a area surrounded by concentric circles of varying degrees of fortification.
Right.
And if you get inside where they consider this to be, okay, this is pretty safe here, they won't let you have a hot weapon there. In some cases, depending on where you're at. In South Korea, which is ostensibly the most dangerous place, unless you're in combat, and in peacetime, the most dangerous place, I think, to be stationed is South Korea, simply because you're supposed to hold the North Koreans back. Nobody around there is walking around armed. What I would like to see in our military is I'd like to see the same thing they have in the Israeli military.
Yes. Perfect comparison, Bill. Let's expand that for our listeners. There is mandatory military service in Israel.
Right.
And I believe it's at 18. And you're issued a weapon and you carry it all the time. Hi, you're home on leave all the time. So there are these classic pictures of men and young men and women with a M4 slung over their back in line at the grocery store.
It's on their shoulder when they're suntanning on the beach. I mean, if you're surfing, you can leave it with one of your buddies who also has one, but he's standing watch while you're surfing.
Yep. So we don't see the problem with 18-year-old Israeli servicemen and women any different than our 18-year-olds. They do not shoot at people indiscriminately, so we've got a general who has a fantasy problem.
Generals.
I would like general officer, okay, 05 and up.
I would say any flag grade officer. I think after Brigadier General, they begin to segue into being administrators more than...
When we come back.
Yep, when we come back, we'll talk some more about the flag grade admirals and some other fun stuff, I'm sure. Of course, Rob, you can find Rob's stuff at Slow Facts WordPress blog. That's where everything that he writes starts out its life. From there, it may go to ClashDaily.com. It may go to Amoland.com. It's probably going to both. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by, Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKED and load at franklinarmory.com.
You check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse. We've already kicked off pretty good going after the flag grade officers. I hope you guys don't like it, sir. And
well, Bill, the classic, and you know it because you supervised men at the up close and personal. That which is rewarded will be repeated. Let's hold all the officers responsible for every accident on base. If trucks tip over, we remind the kids how to drive. If equipment fails, helicopters fall out of the sky, we remind the maintenance crews really hard that lives are at stake. Now we need to remind the flag grade officers that their decisions got people killed. And it's got to go on their record. I don't know how you demote an 06. Which is a baby admiral.
Well, you don't demote them. You relieve them.
Is that what it's up or out?
Yeah. You just relieve them from their position. They have, you know, they either have a command position or something, but they're not getting demoted. They're just getting relieved. But when they get relieved for cause, and you got to remember now, I was a sergeant on the E6 list. This is just what I've read. If they get relieved for cause, their career is basically done. And I would think being in the, you know, the 1, 2, 3 stars is not a bad thing. But
Now I made a mistake. I said 06. That's a captain.
No, 03 is O3 is a captain. O4 is a major, O5 is a light colonel, O6 is a colonel, full bird.
And I'm going down the Navy side where I've got a O5 as a commander, O6 as a captain. The reason I start with O5s is because commanders can make the political choice to arm their staff on base. On base may be a recruiting depot in your area.
Yeah.
And when that gets shot up, it should go on their record. It was your choice that caused the loss of life, most important, the needless loss of life. I understand that we're here to spend lives. That's the military's game. You threw some guys in the meat grinder and who didn't need to go.
Well, the thing about this is even when these things happen, people get relieved. When the Fort Hood shootings happened, people got relieved. You don't hear about that because you're not going to hear about that. Everybody in that guy's chain of command probably got relieved with the first Fort Hood shooting. I don't remember who was the second shooter, but everybody got relieved, I'm almost certain, in his chain of command. Probably, and maybe. But see, the post commanders, while they do enforce these rules, this is not their rule to enforce. This is part of the Army regs.
Well, yes and no. In the sense, as I understand it, if your rank is high enough, you can say, not my base, not at my base, at my base, they will be armed.
Sure.
I haven't seen an officer with enough cones to do that.
No.
Because it's politically expedient to say, oh, blame the State Department, they handed me a crazy man. And that doesn't fly. You have the responsibility. You can come up with an excuse all day long, but you failed in your responsibility, Captain. So, yeah, put it on his record. You disarmed your troops, and they got killed. Now, you could sequester foreign nationals on your base. You could have better security. Remember, we had the Washington Navy Yard. That was just domestic craziness. The guy was hearing voices. And we knew it. Yeah. Boy, if a civilian contractor did this, there would be lawsuits all over the place and there would be armed security on the facility. But we have to hold people to similar standards because life is precious. Do you see, I have a different take. You've worn the uniform. I have not.
Well, This is the thing about the military, and they'll tell you right up front when you join the military. First of all, the military is not a democracy.
Right.
It is not a democracy. So you getting out there and when you sign up, they tell you, and you have to take the oath twice. You have an opportunity to not go through with it. You can take the oath once and not go through with it. But after you take it twice, you're going to be, at least be in long enough to grow to hate your decision. Then you're in training, and you know you go to your basic training post, and you go to do the things you're going to do, EIEIO. And then even at that point, you can get out of the military if you do something called a training, they call it now. They used to call it a TDP. And still, you can get out if you want to bad enough. Then you go into advanced individual training, and by now you're getting into some stiff, and this is where, you know, it's beginning to look a lot like this is going to be what you do. And even when you're in, and you're in what is referred to as permanent party, there are ways to get out of the Army. But while you're in the Army and you volunteer to be in the military, it's not a democracy. You take an oath, and all the enlisted guys, you know, the enlisted guys don't get to get out there and go to hearings and do things like officers do. So they just do what they're supposed to do. And yes.
The question, there is civilian leadership of the military.
Yep.
They spent the lives of our sons and daughters recklessly. I understand that lives need to be spent. Throwing them away because you didn't have the political courage to say, I will arm some of the soldiers on my base, or I will sequester foreign nationals and have adequate security on my base, even though that may not look very nice. Well, then you've made the wrong decision.
Yep.
Here, put it on your record.
Yep.
That's what would happen if it were me.
Well, I mean, it's
still more to talk to after the break.
Yeah. You're going to get relieved. You're going to get relieved when that happens. It's sort of a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation when you're doing that. But most of them are just going to go with the easy one. So
yeah.
Of course, Rob also does a podcast called Self Defense Gun Stories, in addition to his work at the Ensemble Cast Polite Society podcast, both of which you can find at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, everywhere where a good podcast can be found. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is hosting a Workers for Trump event in Saginaw, Michigan. The vice president addresses the House debating articles of impeachment against the president.
You know, it's great to be with so many friends today and to be out of Washington, D.C. I mean, truthfully, friends, what's happening on Capitol Hill today is a disgrace. From the first day of this administration, Democrats in Washington have been trying to overturn the results of the last election. And they're back at it again today with their partisan impeachment. You know, the truth is, they're trying to impeach this president because they know they can't defeat this president.
Department of Justice watchdog Michael Horowitz is testifying in the Senate regarding FISA warrants and the Russia probe, Horowitz saying there were significant inaccuracies in the FBI investigation against President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now then, still talking to Rob Moore, still chewing the fat over stuff. Where would you like to go now, sir?
I want to go to some great news out of Virginia.
Okay.
One day last week, and I know you covered it, and the numbers changed so fast. One day last week, there were 10 counties and cities in Virginia that voted themselves as Second Amendment sanctuaries. There were 16 votes scheduled this evening. I don't know how they've all turned out. There are over 90 meetings to vote on Second Amendment sanctuary classification scheduled in front of county boards in Virginia this month. Now, is 90 all? No. Well, they've already got 46. There are 90 still scheduled. There are only 132 counties in Virginia. So some of those are cities. Now, Texas is doing something similar, but slower. There are 27 counties, or a little over 10% of the counties in Texas have declared themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries. Now, did you see the comments from the Virginia AG?
Yeah, I did. And, you know, I don't know what kind of fantasy world he lives in where it's okay on one hand to flout federal law.
Right.
And on the other hand, it's not okay to uphold the Constitution.
How's that work? What the Virginia Attorney General said is, well, I expect that all gun laws will be fully enforced. And I go, oh, yeah? By whom, partner? You're going to take some guy driving down the street that's stopped by a highway patrolman, and you're going to put him where? State lockup? Hardly. Laws are enforced at the county level in this country. Surprise, Mr. AG, you've got a broken straight in your hand. What you gonna do now? Fascinating. I wonder how it will play out.
Well, they're going to, and this is the way I would expect to see it play out because of the way they are. But once again, it sets another precedent once they do that. I would expect to see them threaten to arrest some sheriffs.
Oh, that'll
or try to or try to impeach them or something.
Impeach a sheriff.
Yeah.
Because, well, I guess if you can generate enough votes, you can do anything you want. So sure. Impeaching an official usually requires a number of signatures.
Yep.
Oh, I would, and then you, then, now, isn't, doesn't, don't you effectively then put them, all that means is we're going to have the election again. And they can run again.
What it means is that they set the precedent of arresting people for not following a law. They actually go and do it, which Republicans should be paying attention to this. They should be paying attention to this because there's a lot of people that have qualified for the jumpsuit.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, wow, given the laws that we have seen the Democrats break lately, really? We're going to just start slapping them in cuffs. And after you arrest a sheriff, where do you put him?
I guess you put him in his own jail, wouldn't you?
Not. I'm thinking that's not happening. again, somebody probably wants to think a couple moves ahead, and I understand you can say anything you want because talk is cheap, but before you give orders, you know, think it through. Oh my goodness. That's harder to do than it sounds, thinking things through. Michael Bloomberg was talking in Colorado and he tripped all over himself. He didn't really understand how federal laws work. And what background checks are. It's a fantasy land. On the other hand, it is magic speech to his audience. Oh, this guy cares about my kids. That's the fact that it is that his gun control proposal will be completely ineffective is irrelevant. He's playing to win emotional bingo with voters. Will it work? It might. It might.
Well, some of the stuff's going to come out about him, and he's going to be an interesting case for the Democrats to deal with. He's not going to poll very well. He's going to make Atros Perot look presidential.
He's got a personality that makes that would put any salesman out of business. He's a rich billionaire who's used to getting his way.
Well, he's used to buying advertising. He doesn't get his way all the time. I mean, he's been thwarted on more than one occasion. He got thwarted in Nevada. He got thwarted in Virginia a couple of elections ago, not this one. But, you know, he spent a bunch of money, and he's going to spend more money, and he's going to continue to spend money because he thinks that there's a speech that a supposed politician gives an American gigolo, which is very, you know, this is where this guy gets up there and says, it falls to us, the privileged, to lead, to set the example, but to lead, you know. And I'm sure he thinks that. But this is also the guy who tried to ban the Big Gulp. And, I mean, one thing that he did and talked about doing that never gained any traction, he wanted to mandate breastfeeding, you know. at one point. That was something he looked at that just never got anywhere. Made the news briefly, and then it was out of there. And he's made plenty of speeches. He's talked about how you should take guns away from black people because they're the ones that get killed the most, so they should have their guns taken away.
Right. Particularly young black people.
Yes, and he is identifying the biggest murder victims out there and the biggest group of murderers, but he's not talking about going after the gang members because they know where they're at.
Right.
They know which blocks they're in. They could go in there any time now and arrest a whole bunch of guys, throw the book at them, get them before a special gang-oriented judge, and put them away. But we can't have mass incarceration. We can't have we got to have diversity in the penitentiary. That you know that kind of stuff. You understand?
Well, in Bloomberg, he is going to be a special case. He has enough money. In many elections, he has bought all of the available media time.
Sure.
So, can you imagine you're a Democrat candidate running not against him? You're just running, and you got to go, Mike. Could you give me some of the media time, because you bought it all, so that I can get my message out?
Okay, that's one thing you don't have to worry about. In media, they have to supply them with equal time. He can't buy it all. He can certainly buy a bunch, but he can't buy it all. They have to give them equal time.
You know, if you're running for state representative, and Mike's just bought it all,
he can't buy it all.
Okay.
He can't buy it all. I made the mistake one time of having the guy I wanted to win as sheriff, and then I had to let everybody else running for sheriff, I had to let them on the show, too. So, anyway, we're heading into the next break, talking to Rob Morse and turning things over left, right, you know, making sure every rock is flipped. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want
pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Rob Morse. You know, I don't think I've ever asked you this, but are there websites for the two podcasts, for the Polite Society and Self-Defense Gun Stories?
Absolutely there are.
Please give them out.
Politicsandguns.com. That's the old name, but if you type in Polite Society, it will get you there. And, yeah, there's a website, selfdefensegunstories.com. We've got 175 episodes out. It's a snack food of a podcast, 15 minutes. It's not like the 3 hours a day that Bill does. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I mean, the... it's... I knew Self-Defense Gun Stories was not a very long podcast, but how long is Polite Society? It's got some length to it, right?
Oh, yeah. Polite, it typically runs about an hour to 80 minutes, something like that.
Right. Okay. I was just curious. I've never asked you in all that time. Give them out one more time.
Okay. SelfDefenseGunStories.com. We look at what civilians do every week. We talk about it. And then there's the Polite Society podcast at politicsandguns.com.
Outstanding. So, how would you like to close the next 6-7 minutes out of here?
Yeah, let's go to Florida, because they are suffering the same sort of silliness that we hear of in Virginia, and I noticed how the media really twists the images in front of us. Because of Self-Defense Gun Stories, I read about self-defense all over Florida, but of course we watch minutes, in fact hours, of news coverage after the attack at a Florida high school. That's a pretty big bias. One is seen and the other is barely mentioned at all. So the media floods us with all these horrible images of an attack, but they don't show us the thousands of examples of self-defense, and we need to know the whole truth before we can make good decisions.
Right.
Florida was once called the Gunshine State. It earned that nickname back in 1987. It was one of the first, not the first, but one of the first, certainly the one of the larger states that became shall issue. And that was so important because for a century from the Civil War till then, gun control laws allowed local officials to deny gun ownership to racial and political minorities.
Right.
So that was a revolution. What's not well known, and there, it's legendary among Florida law enforcement, was how the rate of sexual assault fell in the literally in the months after women could get a concealed carry firearm and legally carry it in public. That was 20 years ago, and wow, a lot's changed.
Yeah.
Now, I guess, Bill, this is what I want. Do the facts matter? The fact that Florida's gun control laws have disarmed thousands and thousands of people. No, let me take that back. Over 2 million people who want to get their concealed carry permit but are put off by the requirements in Florida. They then become unarmed victims rather than armed victims. 2 million is a pretty big statistical sample.
Right.
In fact, you could throw the top five cities in Florida together to reach it. And those stories are never going to be reported. So we've made all these victims, but the politician got some good press releases when he said, I'm saving the children, and no one ever walks up and says, yeah, but my 20-year-old daughter that was working in a convenience store got shot because you made sure she was disarmed. It's the seen versus not seen problem.
I'm waiting for the next person to come to me and tell me gun control saves children. Because gun control comes from the same people that seek to abort as many children as they can. So they need to make a call on which it's going to be. And sooner or later, they're going to face the reality of having to play by their own rules. And that's going to be a bad day in Baghdad for them. I mean, just from dealing with that.
Thank you for letting me tell this story, and the ninjas already know it.
Okay, good.
Because Florida disarmed those some 2+ million people with their restrictive gun control, that means 700 rape victims a year are left disarmed. Now, let's be clear. Carrying a firearm won't stop a sexual assault, but it will stop that assault from being completed and becoming a rape. I checked FBI stats. They go back another 20 years, I think to 76, that we don't see armed people get raped for pretty obvious reasons. They may get hit from behind, but if you can hang on to that gun, no one is going to pull off your pants.
Right.
So there are real people who get hurt. And again, they're hidden. It's a heartbreak, really. Meanwhile, the Florida legislature has armed guards, and they tell us that we shouldn't be armed at work. It drives me crazy.
Yep. Well, it's definitely two sets of rules, and as soon as people really become aware of this reality, as soon as they become engaged, because I made mention of this two sets of rules, and I also made mention of the fact that people that aren't willing to do things when it's easy to do things may face a day when it may be worse, and you know, hopefully they see nothing bad needs to happen. I mean, there's plenty of time to make something good happen. Going to have to make it work.
I hope that's what we're seeing in Virginia. Unfortunately, millions of gun owners sat home this last election.
Yep.
And now it's a very, very narrow margin, a few percent in a few counties, and it became a gun control state. Michael Bloomberg bought it. He won it. Wow. So now they're pushing back at the county level. Will they remember that in 2 years at the next election? I hope it will be a presidential election that actually bodes well for Republicans at the top of the ticket, but Republicans have to quit being the stupid party and capitalize on.
Yep.
That's a pretty big hope, isn't it?
There's a group of them that think if they kowtow to the press that the press is going to like them one day, and the press is never going to like them. The press is never right. going to like them. So,
I think that's a matter of what is seen versus what is not seen. When I was in school, there was an article called The Loaf of Bread. And, you know, how do you feed the poor? Well, isn't there a plan to put bread in everyone's home every day? Don't we need to have, like you used to do, be a delivery driver to make sure that people get fed? And you're all, no, people feed themselves. Oh, you don't care about the poor. I mean, it's that same story written onto gun control. Most of us defend ourselves. We don't have security teams. We don't have hired security agents that come with us at work as we travel at our next government office building where we throw down our papers.
And we don't have any more time. We're out of time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No problem. I was letting you roll. That's cool. I like it. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Say hi to Dan.
All right. Coming up next, hour number two, weekly recap with thetruthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.